Well, there's a few things that happened that night. The first was, it was the group with Eric Dolphy.
Yeah.
And I'm with my, you know, first girlfriend, flute player in the orchestra. I'm the first clarinet, you know, love affair. We went to Mama Leone's the for dinner, and then we went to Birdland, and I walked. I didn't have any idea what, except I had been there a few months earlier, but I didn't know who was playing. And there's a placard, and it has a picture of Bill Evans, or maybe a picture of him, Bill Evans Trio. Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea who he is. And this picture of a guy playing soprano. And it's Coltrane. And I'm just starting to read Downbeat. And I said, oh, this is the guy who plays soprano saxophone, which was a big thing then, because it was, you know, I never saw one. Mm-hmm. So we go in, they're playing. I say to Julie, I say, this guy sounds like he's practicing. He's missing notes. And this is that period when he's going for the altissimo and he's squeezing out the G's and the A's and all that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the other guy with the ball in his head, that thing that Eric had, I could recognize in the little fledgling ear that I had at that time that this was jazz, because Eric, you know, played at least rhythmically. He played in that style. And Trey was just like, I don't know what he was doing. So that was the first thing. The second thing was, they go into this tune, and she leans over and she says, that's from The Sound of Music. I said, wait a minute. You know, because now I think this is like we're walking into the hippest place in the world. They say, there's no way that those guys are going to play something from Julie Andrews. This is the height of, you know, absurdness, you know. No way, you know, like that. Sure enough, of course, it was my favorite things as I found out. So those are the big things that night was that, who's it? This guy, he sounds like he's practicing. And this ditty from The Sound of Music is being played in Birdland. It very impressed me.